And our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox, no relation to Michael J. Fox. Dr. Martini is an expert on aspartame toxicity and has been alerting people for 25 years. Stephen is in charge of Mission Possible, New Mexico, and wrote the bill to ban aspartame in that state and has been actively informing people for a long time. And I thank them very much for being on the program today. Dr. Martini's websites are Mission Possible World Health International, where there is so many, many resources. And that website address is mpwhi.com. And, of course, I'll post that. Those are posted on the schedule page, and, of course, we'll post them in the chat room. But, yeah, Michael J. Fox, if he had believed, he could have been such a voice for good, correct?
Yes, we did everything we could. I called his doctors in Canada. I had the doctors write letters to his doctors, and the doctors up there wouldn't believe it. It was, and then the lady that Stephen Fox was talking about, you know, that was on Parcopa, had actually talked to Stephen Fox, and she said that sometimes he'd get angry, and he, but that's, you know, as I say, aspartame is a psycho drug, and he, she said she tried to talk to him about it, and they couldn't.
To Michael Fox? Mm-hmm.
And then John Baum, Mission Possible National Capital Area, put his picture on his website, and Fox's attorneys called and tried to get him to take it off. And he said, there's nothing that says I can't have his picture on my website. And he said they said that Michael Fox thought that what we were saying was that that because he advertised Diet Pepsi, that people would think they were sick because of him. Whereas the actual article we put out that Dr. Bowen dictated was called Save the Fox. We were trying to save his life.
Oh,
but no,
yeah.
No matter who talked to him or what was done, he just would not accept it. And all he had to do was to get off of it because aspartame interacts with L-DOPA. And if you remember, that's how I found out about it, you know, many years mm-hmm. ago. So when a friend had Parkinson's and their arms and legs were kicking out like Michael Fox, and a physician visiting me said, see if he's using NutraSweet. And that's when I called Dr. Roberts. I was looking for a world expert, and he told me he's probably drinking a Diet Coke with his L-DOPA, and that's what he's doing.
Wow.
And, you know, and so the drug companies know. I talked to a whistleblower in the U.K., and he said there's three things that every pharmaceutical company know, and one of them is that aspartame is a deadly chemical poison. Two, that tamoxifen does not stop the spread of cancer. It actually gives you cancer, and that chemotherapy will spreads the cancer. You know, it's not
yes.
the greatest thing. But he said those three things. He was a top whistleblower in the pharmaceutical. He says there is no pharmaceutical company that doesn't know. So with full knowledge, they put it in their drugs, knowing that they're killing people.
It is indeed.
Unbelievable.
Indeed. And
Stephen's
and
still
you're...
there? We still have
Stephen
on the
there?
Line? Stephen, are you there?
He maybe had a customer, had to go do
okay.
something.
He's doing this with his work.
Okay.
But I was going to read you a case because maybe mothers listening will get the point and get this out of their diet, and because people are not looking at labels. They don't realize that natural flavors means that aspartame can be in it, or artificial flavors,
right,
or
right.
all this stuff that they're taking. And this is a letter from a woman by the name of Cheryl Bridges. And she says, hello, Dr. Martini. I spoke to you earlier today in reference to my son's birth defect. He was born in 1991 and passed away in 2001. Prior to his conception, I was dieting and using aspartame religiously and throughout all trimesters of my pregnancy. My son was born with a neural tube defect. There was no awareness of this until his birth. Throughout his short life, he suffered from numerous medical complications, surgeries, doctor's appointments, and countless hospital admissions. He had intractable seizures and was prescribed numerous medications. In any attempt to decrease the number of seizures, for the first few years of his life, aspartame was also a regular part of his diet, as I was not aware of the dangers at this time. It was not until I was able to associate aspartame with my headaches that I ceased using it and giving it to my son. Through my own research, I realized how dangerous this product is and became an advocate of warning people against it. The pain that was caused by this poison continues to be almost unbearable as I realize how the quality of my son's life and my life was taken away. The heartache and grief continues to linger. If only I knew. This was my only child, and I loved him very much. But after watching him suffer almost daily, I decided not to have any more children, afraid they may suffer the same fate. In a sense, aspartame altered my life and what could have been my family.
All original garments.
So she says, thank you for your contribution you've made in bringing awareness to this dangerous poison. As a result, others will not have to suffer the experience and heartache as me and my son, Cheryl Bridges. But these are the kind of cases that have come in for 25 years, you know.
She has thousands of them.
Yes.
Right, I know.
One thing I wanted to say that you guys asked a good question earlier, and I've been mulling it over.
Guys?
You know, anybody that's anybody listening to this program knows more about this than a lot of physicians, and also certainly more than most of the science journalists and certainly editorial page editors. And, you know, rather than just write a 150 or 200 word letter to the editor, why don't you, it would be more productive to take it upon yourself to call them up and say, look, I'd like 800 words. I want to go into some detail on this. I want to talk about the, you know, this is a participatory democracy. Let's talk about why is it not banned? Could it be banned in this state or this nation? How to do this? You know, present some of these basic medical facts, most of which, all of which, and more are on Dr. Martini's website. The big names are H.J. Roberts, Russell Blaylock. If you just look at those, their writings, you have a wealth of stuff to make. I mean, 800 words goes by very quickly. So,
exactly.
And then target it for the state capital in your state or your nation. And while you're at it, then maybe call up three or four more editorial page editors and say, listen, I've written this. I'm talking about mainstream media. I'm not talking about underground papers. I'm not talking about alternative. I'm talking about the main ones, you know, the Miami Herald, the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, take a hike, or don't answer your inquiry at all, then deal with lesser papers, you know. Maybe you can get it in Bakersfield, California, or, you know, Davenport, Iowa, instead of Des Moines. You know, see what I'm saying? So, and once those are up, then with our in our era of URLs and Facebook, for example.
Oh, Facebook, you know, I think is a really good avenue, venue to put up all kinds of things because
once the
people repost things.
Once the article's published in the mainstream media, then it takes on a credibility of its own, and you don't have to be an expert to do this. You can just say, look, I've been hearing about this stuff, and I'm concerned, and I think that it warrants, you know, the Attorney General of our state suing these companies, or it warrants the legislators banning it, or, you know, a huge step. Like, you're just positing it. You're saying, I think this is something that's worth looking into or worth doing. And, you know, and then, you know, the consumer aspects of it speak for themselves. In other words, somebody says, holy cow, I didn't know there were 92 symptoms caused by, and then they look that up, and that's, you can find that in a second on the internet, 92 symptoms.
Exactly. It's on Dr. Martini's website. You know, due to Dr. Martini's recommendation, I did buy Dr. H.J. Roberts' book, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic. It weighs 5 pounds. It's about 2.5 inches thick, and it's 8 by 10. It is so informative. I haven't read the whole thing, of course, but I mean, it's just full of information. And I It's amazing that more of this doesn't get out. There's a question from the chat room, and I think we've kind of touched on it briefly. She said, would you ask Dr. Martini about blood clots as related to aspartame? Now, we talked about Coumadin, and I suppose this also applies to warfarin and some of the other blood thinners. If the blood thinner does not work, if a person is taking aspartame, then they could get blood clots, correct?
Well, the thing is, they're taking for blood clots. When, you know, G.D. Searle did studies in 6 countries. They always do them in foreign countries. Nobody finds out of them. And some of the people died from blood clots. And one of them was an airline pilot that was drinking a Diet Coke and dropped dead. And they said it was a blood clot to his brain.
Wow.
So, the blood clots can be caused by aspartame. And then, of course, if they're using aspartame and then they take Coumadin or any of the others, then it's not going to work. And if you'll see, since you have the medical text, that there is an entire chapter on the different drugs, and it gives the mechanism and what will happen, and the fact that they won't work, or just like Dr. Roberts says, it interacts with all antidepressants, but it will give you the mechanism by which and what happens when you use it. And in fact, for people listening to you, if you will go to my website, and let me see, you will see some of the cases. But if you go under drug interference, you will see that whole chapter from that medical text typed in. So I got so upset about, you know, them poisoning me that I just simply typed in the whole chapter on drug interaction, so that anybody, you know, that didn't have the medical text, at least they would have that chapter, and that would make them want to get the book, because if they have aspartame problems, they can't go tell the doctor, look, it was aspartame, because the doctor doesn't know anything about it.
Sure.
They need to take that medical text with them. If they're a diabetic, they can go to the doctor and they can turn, and Dr. Roberts was an endocrinologist or diabetic specialist, and it will tell you there that aspartame can precipitate diabetes, that it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, destroys the optic nerve, causes diabetics to go into convulsions, interacts with insulin, and the methanol causes them to lose limbs. Then the doctor can see it in a medical text. And incidentally, I might also mention that there is a new book out that has a lot of my papers in it by Ray Parker Birch. I guess it's on Amazon, and it's called Aspartame, the King of Toxins. But I noticed that about half the book, she's got a lot of my reports and reports on when I was in the hospital. So that's another one that will help people to understand the seriousness of it. And the lady that emailed you from the chat room about her father died, she should take that case, and she should send it to newspapers and anywhere she can tell that story, because she
everywhere.
Has a reason to do it.
Yes, everywhere. Absolutely. A very personal reason. She was so close to her father. It was just such a sad thing.
I want to add one little thing, too, about how to look up what I have written. You know, my specialty, my focus is on legislative solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Political implications, because I think, it, you know, it's one thing for if a person says, oh, I never use aspartame, I don't touch that stuff. Well, what about your family? What about your friends? What about your neighbors? What about the poor people that don't know? I mean, it doesn't just
and what
stop
about
with
the,
me,
the
myself,
un,
and I.
Unnamed so, aspartame.
So I want to say, I published a lot of articles about these legislative and political things, and they're all at Op-Ed News, OpedNews.com. And you just put in my name, Stephen Fox, Stephen with a PH, you go to the author's page, and there's 150 articles.
Great.
And, so
thank you so
again,
much for
they're
sharing
focused
that.
On that sort of thing, and I think it's a piece of cake after what your listeners, our listeners, know, you know, listening to Dr. Bill Deagle, by the way, one of your other advertisers and has a program on this station also, on this network. I mean, he's a razor-sharp mind on this subject. And we, but Betty and I have both been on his programs in the past, long ago. But, you know, take the time to sit down and jot out some. You'd be surprised how quickly you get to 600 or 700 words.
Sure.
And then just call up the op-ed editor, editorial page editor at one or two or three papers and say, I want to send you this. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, Betty was saying, with one person, one day, every day gets one of these things, and then the next day, pretty soon you're up to the millions. Same thing with editorial page submissions. You know, they would pop up all over the country, in fact, all over the world.
Right. So we do have some callers, and so let's go ahead and take Jim in Michigan. Jim?
You know, I love the program. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Thank you. Welcome.
I love the program. You know what? Let's talk about the real criminals. I mean, the criminals under the RICO Act. Let's talk about the people who actually approve this crap through our U.S. congressmen, our U.S. senators, the CDC and the FDA. These were the criminals who are they should be in prison, whether it be vaccinations or aspartame or everything else that we see right now, or MSG, are criminals now. Let's not look at the companies that manufacture it. It's the people who let it happen, okay? And they're being paid off. And they should be prosecuted and imprisoned under the RICO Act for what they do. And they're poisoning our whole population, and they're poisoning our children. They're vaccinating that crap out of them. You know, these are the real criminals, as a congressman and the senators. I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree with you. They should go in with Dennis Hastert.
Well, I not only agree with you, but I noticed that Organic Consumer filed RICO charges against Don Rumsfeld. Of course, it's been some time ago for his part in the aspartame thing, but I don't know that anything that's ever come of it. You know, they get out of it, but I hope that they keep it up, because I could only agree with these monsters have done, and all these people dying. And as I told you, Dr. Alamein, he said it would kill 200 million people. And you know, I'm the one that's been listening to these people that call and cry and tell how their whole life has been destroyed. Like Kelly Motlock, she was there, and she lived there in Chicago, and she had a head full of aspartame brain tumors, and she said, I want to live. But if I die, please tell the world that Monsanto murdered me, you know. And she left a little 8-year-old child that will never have a mother. So it's you know, the thing of it is, it just never gets done. But we shouldn't stop. I agree with your list.
I don't entirely agree with the chap, Jim. I do to some extent. Like, for example, aspartame, you know, Monsanto bought it from Searle, and you know, you have an attorney, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, that was a Monsanto lawyer. You have Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, who was a Monsanto lawyer. Several others.
So what don't you agree with?
Well, let me finish, please. I think that selectively, you know, some of these people, the worst, if you could prosecute the worst of them, you can't just make a blanket statement that's still credible, that they all should be prosecuted. I mean,
absolutely, I should. If they're getting subsidies or money from the pharmaceuticals, from Monsanto, from any of these companies, they should be prosecuted, because I beg your pardon?
Are you familiar with the Supreme Court decision on, like, 5 days ago that let the governor of Virginia go for taking gifts from a pharmaceutical company? They said, you know, unless he is proven. I mean, so what, do you want to indict the whole Supreme Court? I don't think so.
Absolutely.
We do have, gentlemen, we do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle.
Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. And I really don't think that you're going to really incarcerate a bunch of legislators for doing bad things or allowing things like this to happen, because there's too much money involved, and somebody may get a slap on the hand, but I don't know that we're going to be successful in taking
get away with murder is what they're getting away with,
and they've done it for decades. I don't think it's gonna. It's too bad. Anyway, let's take another caller. Let's take Greg.
Hello, can I say?
Yeah, Jim. You said who said that? Is that
okay? That was your caller wanted to say something else.
Okay, Jim, you wanted to say something else? Then we need to move on to another caller.
He's cut off. He's gone.
Okay, Greg in California.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Dee?
I can. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for all you've done. And you know what I mean. I had a question for Dr. Martini and Paul. Is it Paul?
Stephen.
I'm sorry. Stephen Fox. Yeah. My wife and I used aspartame for years back in the 70s. We got married in 72 and she died in 2001 or two, and from breast cancer. And I myself, right now, these days, for probably 15 years, I've had a neuropathy rubber like pressure feeling in my feet. And I was wondering, could that have caused maybe Also, with an Dr. Martini, what is that? What's that medical test when you press on your on the outside of your calves and the skin goes in and then comes back out, and the test either goes from 1 to 4 as far as the extremity or 4 to 1. What's the name of that test?
The way you describe it, I'm not sure what it is, but as far as the neuropathy is concerned, that's what aspartame causes. And you have to remember that it's cumulative, and so it's still in your body, and it will cause all these things, and it does cause breast cancer. And I do want to tell you this. You're talking about the 70s, but I live across the street from the man that built the Augusta factory. Aspartame was approved in 1974, and then when they realized, you know, about the fraudulent studies and whatnot, they told him not to market it. But the man across the street that built the factory said that they were still, that even though it wasn't approved till 1981, that they were still selling it in the 70s, and I went and gave him a flyer, and he jumped back. He said, aspartame's poison. I said, well, that's what I'm giving you. I said, how do you know? And he said it almost killed him, and they were doing this without it. And, of course, aspartame not only does cause breast cancer, but Dr. Siffredi in the in Italy, in the Ramazzini Institute, did studies that showed that it caused breast cancer. Not only that, if a woman was pregnant, and the baby survived, it could grow up to cancer. So when you're talking about the cumulative events, you know, I do see people that they get off of it and they do fine, and, you know, they may later get cancer because of all this, you know, the methyl alcohol turns to formaldehyde and embalms your living tissue and turns the tissues to plastic. So Dr. Blaylock wrote a paper called What to Do If You've Used Aspartame, and that's on my website, and it's in the Aspartame Resource Guide. You'll see it right across the front, and if you click on it and read what he says, as far as you're concerned, you should follow everything that he says in order not to have some of these problems.
And it's pretty fierce, too, I should add, because there's some things in there that most people just can't deal with, like don't drink coffee or tea, or limit it to one a day, or something like that. Let's use B vitamins. It's a very complex regimen, but it really is worth following, and it will allow you to heal as much as you can.
Well, can't you drink herbal tea?
Yeah, you can drink herbal tea. I'm talking about caffeine.
Well,
read his regimen, and you'll see what we're talking about. And it's
some of the green tea I drink has it's either decaffeinated or not, depending on the brand at Whole Foods. Am I not to drink that green tea?
No,
organic
no,
or not?
I'm not
going to
say
okay.
that. I'm not going to say that. Do what you want.
Folks, we do have to go to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
I'll explain.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And this is Deanna, and our guests today are Dr. Betty Martini and Stephen Fox. And Greg was concerned about green tea, which I think is okay. Dr. Martini,
we'll help him. Tea is not in his what to do if you've used aspartame, but he has written a book called Health and Nutrition Secrets to Save Your Life. And what he says about tea is to use green tea or white tea. And he has an interesting point in his book about that if you use regular tea, never ever use lemon because it increases fluoride. But what he's saying in his paper is certain supplements to take, and I'll read this little part. He says, in addition to avoiding aspartame, you must avoid other toxins as well. This includes MSG, pesticides, herbicides, bug sprays, fluoride, mercury, cadmium, aluminum, and many other toxins found commonly in the environment. Many of these toxins act synergistically, that is, when combined, they have toxic effects that exceed their additive effects. And then he goes, in addition, to avoid soy, cheese, vegetable oils, do not smoke or use drugs. All of these things increase free radical damage and prevent tissue repair. You should eat a diet high in vegetables with some fruits, no sugar, moderate complex carbohydrates, and pure water free of contaminants, including fluoride. And do not use fluoride toothpaste, mouthwashes, or receive fluoride treatments. And he goes on, But with all these things like selenium that detoxifies the liver, and DHA and vitamin E, vitamin C, and CoQ10, and he always stresses to take magnesium because it protects the heart and the brain from excitotoxicity, and that it protects against strokes and heart attacks. And the point of it is, it's a cumulative thing, and you don't want any of this other stuff to be synergistic or additive in the body. So it's a good paper to read to keep you, and he says to flush out the body with distilled water for a while, because that's so you're not going to have fluoride or chlorine or any of this stuff in it. But you do have to watch, and you do have to know that natural flavors can contain aspartame. Artificial flavors usually contains MSG. If they want to add something, this is where they put it. And so that you don't have problems in the future, he says to follow this regimen that you will find. I think that will help you to
detox.
Not detoxify and to not get sick later on. And he says it has been shown conclusively that the metabolic products of methanol breakdown formaldehyde in particular accumulates on the DNA and cellular proteins. So,
and it's almost impossible to dislodge that. That's the key thing.
Well, you can't get rid of the formaldehyde. That's the only thing that has accumulated in your body, and it is a carcinogen. So I would follow, Dr. Blaylock feels, if you follow his regimen. And incidentally, you know, he just came out with a new book called Prescription. I think you'll find it if you go to Amazon and put in Dr. Russell Blaylock's book. It's brand new, Prescription for Treatments, where he gives the cures for many of these problems. Like he'll tell you if you got hepatitis B, that curcumin will kill it. And he says to take this anyway because this prevents you from getting the chemtrails, which is aluminum and barium and all this other mess that is causing people to get Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So, anyway, I hope that will help you.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Is he still there?
Deanna, I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead, quick.
Okay, it's a couple of things. So, even in the when you go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, the organic juices or any juice, you know, much less, I guess Alex Jones had high fructose corn syrup taken out by Ocean Spray because he railed about that. So my point is, natural flavors, Dr. Martini and Mr. Fox, it's in just about everything, especially even organic fruit and vegetable drinks. Are we not to drink those? And then, because I'm aware of MSG, you know, with artificial flavoring, but should we not drink, because I asked them, well, what's this natural flavor? And they said, well, it's, sir, it's in the natural peel of the orange, or it's in the natural occurrences of the fruit, or go ahead, Deanna.
If you drink half your weight in water, distilled or filtered water every day, you won't have enough room to drink all that other stuff.
Well, I don't really all the time, but I do. Go ahead.
I think you're better off drinking water. I haven't had a glass of juice for a long time.
Let me tell you this. Because of all these problems that have been created because of this, you know, I went to someone who had been growing herbs in the Amazon rainforest, and I said, because aspartame is such a serious poison, that Dr. Bowen says if they get off of aspartame and get on Splenda, which is chlorine, he says they'll maintain the reactions of aspartame and pick up those Splenda.
Yeah.
So we had all an acesulfame, potassium caused cancer and leukemia, and what do you tell people that to keep them from getting all this crud? And he says, I'll just make something that is safe. So he made a sweetener. If you have to have a sweetener called Just Like Sugar, and it's made out of organic food, chicory that's been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and vitamin C, and from organic oranges and things like that. But I think that a man once said something that was very profound. He says, if you want to be sure with all these poisons on the market, don't buy it if it's got a label on it. And Dr. Roberts used to say, when in doubt, throw it out. The thing of it is, if something has got a bunch of these ingredients in it, you don't know what they are, don't put them in your mouth and just, you know, go to Whole Foods that are, you know, that like organic apples or fruit and things like that.
When and peel them.
We haven't quite answered the
peel
question.
Peel them.
The remaining question is, you know, I really don't think that things that are labeled organic have, I've never seen very many of them that have the so-called natural flavors.
I have.
Part of the, okay, well, then I'd avoid them.
Yeah,
there's plenty of organic stuff that doesn't have anything like that added. I like honest tea every day. I have a mango or a pomegranate. And you know, bottled water is great, and you know, we're lucky to have access to such things. We have to pay more for them, but you know, you're on the right track because the minute you wake up and say, like, I can't trust the FDA, then you're a healthy skeptic, and you know, and then maybe even you become a fanatic. Which
sure.
is fine too.
Yeah, you said also don't eat cheese, Stephen. And Dr. Martini read Dr. Blaylock's protocols, and he said don't eat cheese because
well,
I eat.
You need to know that the dairy people asked the FDA to allow aspartame in 17 dairy products without labeling. First of all, that's
even
against
buttermilk.
The law. It has to have a PKU warning. But Alex Jones, I think, told someone they had. I've asked the FDA at least 10 times, and they refused to answer me because they know it's against the law. Dr. Walton told me aspartame is in all gums, whether or not on the label. And the jam people, for instance, petitioned the FDA to allow it in jam unlabeled. So the best thing, and one time I happened to call Mars, and I said, what products do you have that have aspartame in it? And the person, maybe they didn't know, they weren't supposed to tell me, but they said it's in the candy bars. And I said, well, it's not on the label in the candy bars. They said it's under natural flavors. And so I actually went out and had one, and I got the worst headache, and I knew that after he'd said that was true, because I experienced it so that I could tell other people. And it's real tragic. And then when Pepsi removed aspartame, some of the companies like Hershey said, we're going to be transparent, and we're going to put on our website everything that has aspartame in it. It turned out that Hershey had them in their chocolate mints, you know, and who knows that if it's not on the label. And they should have just taken it out.
Sure.
It's up an interesting topic that I apparently am the only person in the United States that's ever investigated it. I was drinking Dasani water, a bottle of Dasani water, and I got a like fibrillation, a heart flutter, and I thought, wait, something's wrong here. So I read the label, and sure enough, the third ingredient down is potassium chloride. Well, I know enough chemistry to know that potassium chloride's main use is euthanizing dogs
or
pets. It actually stops the heart, and it's also the last step in lethal injection when you're in
penitentiary.
So first they give you a barbiturate, and the last thing they give you is potassium chloride, a whole lot of it. Well, what's a little bit? So I contacted Coca-Cola and said, what is going on with you guys, you know? And the CEO, I called him, and then I called back a few days later. I said, I'd like an answer on this because I'm writing about it. And the CEO secretary said the CEO will have no comment because it was owned by Coca-Cola, by the way.
Wow.
And then the president's secretary said, well, we have a comment that our consumer surveys indicate that our customers really like the taste of it. I said, well, why don't you tell the president and the CEO that, you know, if you ingest cyanide, it tastes like almonds for 3 or 4 seconds, and then you die. So you if you want to have customers around for a while, you have to really look after their health. But, I mean, that argument is kind of lost.
They just want to make you really sick.
I wrote an article about it, and it's at Op-Ed News. If you Google my name and Dasani, you'll find this. And, like, 20,000 people have read the article.
Super.
Over this few years ago that I put it out. And I still think it's a monstrous thing. I was told that it was actually developed for the inner city black consumer, like Cool Cigarettes, because it sounds like it's some kind of African name, like a Dashiki or a Dasani or something. It would have natural appeal, and it's part of a very large, you know, genocidal picture that Coca-Cola goes along with. Now,
okay, we do have some other callers that we need to
great.
To move on. But
good questions, by the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much for calling in and for your very thoughtful questions.
I need to email you, Deanna, so look for my email.
Okay, I will. With pleasure.
Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take Carol in Idaho. Carol?
Hi, Deanna. Thank you. Dr. Martini and Stephen, this is a real simple question, but I wondered about it for a long time. You know those little packets, the pink stuff and the blue stuff, and then Splenda? Are those aspartame or no?
Equal aspartame. Spoonful, Amino Sweet, Benevia, Canderel, Neotame, Adventame. It has many, many different ones. Splenda was...
That's the yellow packet.
That's the yellow packet, and that's basically chlorine. It's not aspartame, but it was originally an insecticide, and as far as I'm concerned, it still is. And
I have a very close neighbor friend who has survived cancer as of the last 10, 12 years, and yet she will stay away from sugar because she's afraid of diabetes, but she uses a pink and a blue little envelope.
Well, she
and
was doctor
that was aspartame, but you say it is, maybe, some of them?
Well, they're all bad, but aspartame is the worst.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, how would you know that's why we should say stay away from ingredients. You pick up a tube of toothpaste, and it may say 951E. That's the number for aspartame in Europe, and you would have no way of knowing. And so, as I just mentioned, if you heard me, that the Just Like Sugar people made that product so there would be a safe sweetener on the market. And they make the best hot chocolate in the world because some companies have, 70 chemicals in it, and their hot chocolate has nothing but organic pure vanilla bean and organic pure dark chocolate and nothing else. So there is something you can use, but stay away from all those little packets.
Yeah, and then to answer the question, the pink one is saccharin, and that was invented, patented in 1904 by Monsanto. It's the longest lived of all these.
Wasn't it Cher that was advertising years ago for the pink stuff, I believe?
No, she was advertising Equal, and she had... chronic fatigue syndrome. It was really originally Epstein-Barr, and they changed their association name to chronic fatigue syndrome after aspartame came out and destroys the immune system and gives it to you. But anyway, I wrote Cher and told her she was just getting ready to sign another deal to advertise aspartame for $900,000. And after I sent her a note and told her why she had chronic fatigue syndrome, she refused to advertise it anymore, and she wrote Entertainment Tonight that that this was just not something she thought she should do.
Well, another thing you have to be aware of, too, they when they get bad press after a while, they come up with new names or slightly different formulae. Neotame is 200 times as sweet as that, so they can, they don't have to list it because it's in such a small quantity that is they can comply with the FDA requirements and just not list it at all.
And then, I just mentioned in an article they're putting Neotame in pork now.
And Adventame is
one. At the supermarket? Supermarket?
Yeah.
Adventame is another one to watch out for, too.
That's been Advantame has now been approved in the United States. I haven't seen it and don't know if it's going to be labeled or not. And that may be worse than aspartame from what I've researched.
Don't hesitate to ask if you have a question, okay? Hello?
Hello? I'll go out. I'll get off here now. Thank you very much for your dedication. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you. Thank you for your
God
call.
God bless.
You too. All righty. We're just about to go to a three-minute break here. Anyway, we don't have any more callers, but some of the questions, well, the questions were very good. I'm glad that we had callers ask about these things. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Deanna, and we have another caller. We have very little time. So, Norm in Georgia wants to just ask one little question.
This is going to be a really quick question. Is stevia from the plant, is that okay as a sweetener to consume?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I've been listening to y'all for, I don't know, maybe an hour or so, and I haven't heard nobody mention stevia, so I was just wondering if that's okay.
Well, I want to tell you just two things. Stevia, for instance, in Brazil, their company, they have aspartame in it. Just always look at the ingredients in it and make sure that it's pure stevia. And I asked Dr. Blaylock about it, and he said the only problem they have found that it causes is hypoglycemia, but that is a problem with it. I think just like sugar is better, but stevia has been used for thousands of years, and the plant pure, you know, is okay.
It causes hypoglycemia. Is that what you said?
That's mm-hmm. what Dr. Blaylock said.
Blood sugar. And is that a bad condition?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is. But that is
okay,
what...
Well, I guess I'm just going to stick to plain old sugar, then. That's the safest way to do it, right?
Or honey. Or cane sugar. Or honey.
Huh? Honey.
It's honey.
Oh, okay. So, okay, yeah, all right. Thanks a lot. Great show. I appreciate it.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Norm.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to just say one thing, and then I've got to wrap it up because I've got some people waiting.
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes, so we're all going to wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I'll be brief. The chap from Michigan, I think I owe him a little bit more of an explanation. You can't just indict everybody.
Oh, I know. I think
so,
that we've
but
got
if you selectively
clarified.
Do it, this is even better. I would just encourage him to write a letter to the big papers in Michigan and Detroit and Lansing and get his state senator to maybe introduce something. This would apply to anybody that's listening, you know.
Sure. I think you covered that really well. You know, it's not going to be something
Supreme
easy.
Court decision letting the governor of Virginia go scot-free after accepting $200,000 in gifts and bribes. I mean, we've got a big message from the corporate judiciary. Thanks so much for being on the show. And, Betty, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen and Dr. Martini. You're just such a hero. And yeah. I just want to applaud your efforts, and you're just terrific. You have so many wonderful ideas. And you do so much to help the rest of us. So,
thank you,
Deanna, you so much.
You help, too, by getting it out to the people that need it. And so it's a matter of teamwork. But thank you for your kind words.
Well, thank you. And you do have so many suggestions on your website. People need to use the resources on your website. There are so many. And, I mean, you've stood and you talk to people at the store. You have courage. You talk to people. And a lot of people lack courage, but you don't. Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Deanna.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Thank you for joining me today. And have a happy 4th of July and a safe 4th of July. Bye-bye.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
If the lonely night surrounds